going on, feel the melody up in air.
Do you smell that?
What?
Do you smell the good smells in the air?
Oh, yeah, that.
What's it smell like?
Pumpkin?
Like a harvest candle?
Like a harvest candle?
Like the smell of fall in our home? Thanks
like
to
it.
Bed Bath & Beyond?
Beyond is my favorite part. Yeah.
Mmm. You guys smell that?
Beyond the smells.
Smells like snooshy. Oh, little tiny jeans. The jeans that are the smallest. By the time this drops, gosh, will we have already been to Nashville?
Everywhere.
This will be totally done?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's right, because we'll be back. No, but we'll have Cobbs.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
We'll have... This
Wednesday
will go up.
Night.
No, this goes up Wednesday morning.
So
Charlotte.
We
have Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, North Cackalacka is still a possibility to the listener of this episode.
North Cackalacka.
That is October.
They don't call it that.
Yeah.
North Cackalacka.
I lived there. It's Charlotte, North Cackalacka. October 2nd, Comedy Zone.
I doubt that. But
Charlotte.
Yeah, guys, so if you hear this and you're in Charlotte tonight, come out. After that, we go to Cobb's Comedy Club. We do the podcast and stand-up October 6th, 7:30 p.m., Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco.
Man, Francisco. Can you believe that you're going to get both Francisco?
Well, okay, yeah, I believe it.
You're
going to
get
it.
Stand-up
I believe it.
And the Momcast.
So crazy. And then we go our separate ways, which sucks, right? Right?
Yeah, man.
October 9th through 12th, I go to Syracuse, the Syracuse Funny Bone. October 16th through 19th, the Des Moines Funny Bone in Des Moines, Iowa. But I believe that's pronounced differently.
It's Des Moines.
Des Moines?
Des Moines.
And then let's go even deeper. San Diego, October 25th through 27th. I'm talking to you, San Diego. Madhouse Comedy Club. And that's a stacked October, y'all.
Yeah, we have
a
couple live podcast dates coming up. Look for them on the show. Of course, we'll mention them. We're going to be doing one here in greater Los Angeles area, one in San Diego, for sure.
Please do follow us on Twitter, at Christina P, at Tom Segura. It helps us out just because we announce a lot of shit there. And, you know, if you miss an episode of Your Mom's House, it's good to hear about shit there.
Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/Your Mom's House Podcast. There are postings by us. There are posts by listeners. People comment on the episodes. They send us, they post videos, things of that nature. You can check it out. Go to facebook.com/Your Mom's House Podcast. Like the page. Join
us. It's a community. And yes. Also on Twitter, Tom and I are very
active.
Personal with the fans of the show, with our listeners. We're very intimate. We like to keep close contact with you guys because
yes.
What the fuck are we doing this for if not to know the people that give a fuck about us, right?
That's right. Yep.
What about you, Tina?
But don't harass me for a follow, okay? Stop it. Stop that.
Yeah, forget it. Forget about all that.
When we get back after San Francisco, I'm going to Comics at Foxwoods Comedy Club and Casino, October 10th through 12th.
Do you want a glass of wine?
Sure.
Let's all drink on this one.
I'll be in Houston with Joseph Rogan. If you're in Houston, I'll be there October 18th and 19th, I think. I am going to go back to Winnipeg.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I think I'll be there November 12th through 16th. So
here.
There's some things to look forward to. We have some more updates coming, of course, soon. Jeans up! Let's do this.
For sure.
When I slept to somebody else, I tell her that.
But it's there, it's there.
You know,
but did the day I apart for that, did I? You did? Wait, but so good. Now you're going to say, see, when you finally get the boys to admit it, you've got to say one or two lasses.
Sorry, it's
clear,
aye?
It's clear, no, I'll keep it. Guess what your daughter will see when she's I dare, honestly.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I feel like I heard her say the N-bomb.
There's a lot that I did not know what was going on.
I didn't know these niggers. What?
What?
What? Is that what she said?
Is that what she said?
No, that's from like a Maury Povich type show over there in Scotland. And
that's what we're listening to?
That's what this is. So it's a couple arguing because the guy has cheated on her over 12 times.
With a black person? Is she really dropping N-words?
I don't think so. I just heard her say that.
When I slept with somebody else, I tell her that.
But it's there, it's there.
You know,
but did a day at airport for that, did I? Yeah. You did. Wait, but so good nigga gonna say to you.
See? Did you hear that?
It does sound like an N-bomb.
Yeah. That's a good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. You did. Wait, but so good nigga gonna say to you when you finally get the boss to admit it, you've got to say one or two lasses.
So anyway, eh?
It's clear, no, I'll...
What?
That's so crazy, huh?
What?
That's English.
Big words.
Jesus.
That's English.
I'm saying she's I dare honestly, and you know what?
I got honestly.
Yeah.
What's the point? And you're going to have...
What's the point?
Happy on the next couple of days.
Next couple of days.
When you're knowing the Terry, when you're away bubbling and green, you're going to come bubbling and green on your knees.
You're gonna come bubbling on your knees?
Yeah, come bubbling. Yeah, maybe crying.
Begging?
Yeah. Oh! Yeah.
Right?
I don't know enough of the Scottish, you know.
Bubbling jargon. And green. You're gonna come bubbling and green on your knees. And you're gonna put.
It's me, it's always funny, sir.
Where did I.
Man, I didn't want to talk to you.
Scumbag.
I didn't want to talk to you.
I'm gonna talk to you?
Wow.
What? This is from a. Like a talk show.
It's a Scottish.
When I slept with somebody else, I tell her that.
But it's there, it's there.
But you know
what? Did a day at airport for that, did I? You did. Wait, but so good nigga gone.
You did.
That's crazy.
I know.
I had a Scottish group at a show one time, and they were a lot of fun. But we were talking one time during the show, and boy. I was like, "It is crazy." That the language we speak comes from where you're from.
Right.
Because you can understand everything I'm fucking saying, and I can barely put together... I'm picking out words like this.
Do you think they can understand our accents, though?
Yes.
Because you think ours is, like, the pure one, and then theirs is the...
Theirs derivative. Is just the... I mean, we have an accent to them, but we articulate, so we say things more clearly.
If you're Scottish,
you can,
and you listen to us, let us know. Do you have a hard time understanding us?
They're not having. I bet you there's accents they have a hard time understanding,
like Southern,
yeah.
Or like, I mean,
New England area, hardcore,
yeah,
hardcore New York, hardcore South. But we have pretty nondescript American English accents. I don't think it's that hard to decipher if you speak English.
I bet we sound like. Well, when I lived in England,
yeah.
When I lived in England, I went to Scotland. For like, you know, a few days, and it's hard to understand the man. And after a few pints,
oh my god,
you can't understand a fucking word. I mean, my girlfriend and I went over there, and we were
you
in the pubs.
Her?
Did I marry her? My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend? Did you marry her?
Does this sound like my lesbian girlfriend?
Yeah,
but you call them girlfriends. Your friends.
Did you kiss her?
We scissored so many times in public. Yeah,
this is so hot. Keep going,
Maureen. It was Maureen.
Oh fuck yeah! Oh yeah.
She has two kids now. She's two sons.
What's she smell like?
Stupid. Like fried haggis.
And you guys were like,
oh, we made the kiss of face. Mm. No, we didn't. We weren't like that. But we went to Scotland. And once you get drunk, you can't understand fucking shit.
Oh, Maureen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So you guys got over there, you kissed, you had some pints.
Yeah, we had some pints. And after a few, you can't understand a word that the Scots are saying to you.
Yeah.
It's really, really unintelligible. Because they do have their own words for stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, a wee bairn, which means like a little baby or something.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, that's all Gaelic or what, I don't fucking, who knows what these people talk.
Isn't that crazy though? Why is it that like the people... that really that the region that started the language. We're like, what?
Yeah, talk American, you know?
It's not really talk American. It's just like...
No, it is. Just talk like I like to hear it.
But ours is not that... I don't feel like ours is that confusing.
Because we're... Yeah, see, that's your bias, though, because you think we're the norm, and then they're...
I recognize that it comes from them. So, actually, they're the norm. But I'm just saying, it is... You have to have a much sharper ear to put that together.
Well, the English, the Queen's English is what we're derivative of.
Right.
So they're true. A derivative of the Queen's English, as are we. So stupid. Do you remember that movie Trainspotting?
Yeah, of course.
There were parts of that movie that they had to subtitle. Well, because they were in like a bar scene.
Yeah.
Remember that guy, Francis Begbie? The crazy one?
Yeah.
He would start fights. He would talk, and I have no fucking clue what that guy was saying in a lot of that movie.
I know a couple of comedians that have gone to Ireland and Scotland that had bad times.
Bad times.
Doing shows.
Why?
They said it was rough.
Because, like, they're hard to make laugh or something?
No, like, it's accepted that it's going to be a hostile environment.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Like, they're real fucking angry punk rock, like,
and
soccer.
It's not, no one's tapping them on the shoulder, like, could you keep that down? So it's like, you're up there. Fucking deal with it, man.
Yo, they like to drink. That whole region, those fuckers drank. They wake up at 11 and they drank.
Yeah, I forget. One person told me they had a rough time in Scotland. I think Moshe has a story, even in his act, about doing an Irish comedy festival.
Huh.
It's pretty rough.
You know what's so funny? I was watching a reality show the other day. Hold on. I wrote it down. Oh, yeah. There's a guy on an Amish Mafia that looks like Moshe Kasher.
On Amish Mafia?
Yeah, I wrote... Hold on. I wrote it down as a note. Amish Moshe Kasher looks like... Oh, Merlin. Merlin,
who's
the rival.
Like, yeah, I remember Merlin.
My favorite guy of... Yeah. What's his name? Jebediah.
You think Jebediah Merlin looks like Moshe Kasher?
Jebediah Springfield.
Yeah. Will somebody please do a split screen and put it on Twitter of Merlin from Amish Mafia and Moshe Kasher? But try to get as similar as you can. You know what I mean? Like, if you find one where they don't look alike at all, don't post that. Post the most similar one you can find.
It's so great because there was a scene. I was watching it. Lebanon Levi is going down this
Lebanon
season.
Lebanon Levi.
I like Levi. He's cute. I don't know why I'm a little attracted to Levi, because he's kind of chunky and he's sweet.
Levi, the guy that runs the thing?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's the mob boss. He's cute. I like Levi.
Levi is cute.
Yeah, he's attractive.
I must look like dog shit, man. Because I look at that guy and the last thing that comes to mind is there's people that find him attractive.
I think he's super cute.
My own wife?
But I like...
Nice slump buster shirt.
I like bigger guys. I don't like tiny... Do you like my slump buster? This is yours. Yeah. I wear your shit all the time.
It's funny.
Slump busters. Yeah, this is like a Ghostbuster shirt, but with slump busters. But I like it because it looks like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but it's not.
I like Ghostbusters.
It's bang a whore to get out of your batting drought.
Stoops.
You've got to bang a pig.
Anyway, what we're talking about is of all the cast of Amish Mafia, I would bang Lebanon Levi.
Yeah.
He's the sweetest and the most attractive, and then Merlin is his nemesis.
Oh my God, I just remembered there was a guy who would go in college. He called it, I think he called it pig trolling, hogging.
Mm-hmm.
He would look for the fattest girl he could find and try to have sex with her.
There's always that guy in college. We had a guy that went hogging too. That's a thing.
Yeah, but hogging is a really rough word to use for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not kind.
No. Funny.
Was this guy...
He was a big dude, too.
Was this guy somebody named Tom?
Sakura? No, I never went hogging.
In North Carolina?
I didn't go.
You didn't go? Where do you go to hog?
You got
to
go out.
Where? Is there a fat club that you go to?
No, you just go out, and you're like, well, you know, go on campus somewhere, go to a bar, and you just look for hogs.
So dumb.
And then you wrap them up.
So stupid.
You hog tie them.
Oh, get out.
You take them back to your place and then you roast them on a pit fire.
So dumb.
They did it.
And then you put them, you butt F them?
You butt F them?
Big thanks, by the way. Thank you for the guy on Twitter who sent us a picture of a woman's gaping butthole.
I hate gaping butthole shots.
I hate gaping anything shots. Who's into the gaping holes?
I saw the most horrific photo a girl posted. Oh,
so
of a prolapse asshole.
Oh, why?
And another girl licking it.
Oh, Maron. Why?
It's terrible.
Why? Why is that a thing? That's a thing. That's obviously somebody's sexual thing that they like the violence of.
Do you
that.
Know though? I know a lot of guys as I've gotten older that are. They don't call it hogging, but they're into doing just that.
Into doing what?
They go after basically, you know,
bigger
they don't
girls.
Go after the 10. No, no, not even the big. They go like after a girl who's not as attractive on purpose because their mentality is that the not as attractive girl is so happy to have the attention that she goes the extra mile.
Was she roomy?
What?
Remember that from Silence of the Lambs?
Pretty big girl.
She go.
You a big girl, but
she's great big,
big fat girl. Is that a size 14?
You're better size 14.
Isn't that interesting, though?
Great big fat person. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how true the theory is. I don't know if those girls were, in fact, more, quote, grateful for the attention. I mean,
logically, it kind of makes sense, right? You know that, like, super attractive people are used to attention. That we know.
I will say that super attractive
guys and girls, they're used to attention.
They're horrible people. They are the worst people on the planet. The super attractive, generally, for the most part, are the worst human beings. I've seldom met like model gorgeous women or men who have just been the most amazing people.
Yeah.
You don't really have to cultivate that inner life when no one gives a shit about it.
It's true.
It's so true.
Sounds mean, but it's true.
Yeah, it's mean and it's true. And I'm a little grumpy today, so.
You know, I was watching.
Grouchy.
I walked in. You've been catching up on The Sopranos.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
And I never watched it really much. I saw a few episodes back in the day. I'm like this with shows. I get criticized so much for not watching shows. But anyways, you started getting into it this year.
Big time, big time.
And you went through and I walked in yesterday right for a scene where a guy murders a girl with his hand, with his bare hands. He beats her to death horrifically.
Let me set the story up. So this is season three I'm into now. It's Richie who's now working with
Joey Pants.
I'm sorry?
Joey Pants.
That's his nickname?
No, it's the real guy.
Okay. Joey Pants. I don't understand.
That's the actor.
Oh, that's his real name in real life?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought that was his gangster name.
No, his real name is Joe Pantoliano, but he goes by Joey Pants.
Yeah, he's in the Matrix movies, too. He's just a shitbag villain. He's a fantastic shitbag.
Yeah.
So now he's with Tony's gang, and he's been passed over, I guess, to be promoted, and he's got an attitude, and he's obsessed with a Gladiator movie, and he shows up at the strip club, and he gets the stripper pregnant, and he beats the shit out of her in the parking lot and beats her to death, basically. And then my husband comes in.
Okay. It's like multiple choice.
I like that he pushes the button to tell.
Yeah.
So my husband comes in at the scene where she's being bloodied, bludgeoned to death. And he starts laughing uncontrollably. Like, oh, what is this? Is this the new comedy? Is this new Adam Sandler movie? No, it's a poor girl who's clearly mentally unstable. Her character's mentally unsound. She's poor. And she's stripping and blowing mobsters to get by when she's a kid.
There's something pregnant. Funny about... Here's the funny part.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed the comedy. Explain it to me, yeah.
The funny part was when he goes... she's like, whatever. And he goes, baby, like, I'm going to buy a house for us to be together. And like,
because she's pregnant with his child.
Yeah, and she's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, you dumb fucking whore. That part was funny.
Oh, that was the funny part.
You didn't think that was funny?
No. No, I think the intent of that scene is to let the viewer know what an utter piece of shit his character is.
It's like... multiple choice.
That's how funny that scene was for you?
I thought that part was... Here's what I appreciated about how violent the scene was, though. You don't get to see gruesome, realistic violence a lot on shows. So I think when it's well done like that, I really appreciate it.
Great. That's real neat, babe. What I do love is Tony Soprano's open racism with his daughter Willow.
That was pretty funny, too.
Who is in college now, and she's dating a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned in this episode is how to say the word I thought was Italian for black guy, the derogatory term. I thought it was Mulian, but he says Moulignan. Mm-hmm. He adds a syllable to it. Oh, you're dating a Moulignan. So that was kind of neat also to catch up on my...
Oh, derogatory slurs?
Right, my racial slurs in Italian.
Moulignan,
Moulignan. I thought it was Moulian.
Which is Italian for eggplant.
Eggplant, correct.
Because eggplants are black.
Silly. Well, they're purple. Well, which is like, oh, that's even, oh, I get it now.
It's way more racist.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's super racist. Wow, I feel like I really learned something
Every culture
today.
Is so racist.
But that's like really hateful. Wow.
Moulignan.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Wow. But I feel like over the course of that show, he's racist to like 100 different groups.
He hates everybody.
Yeah.
If you're not Italian on that show, you're a piece of shit.
Like
if you're Puerto Rican, you're a piece of shit.
Asians.
If you're just like American non-gangster, you're a piece
of shit. Fucking Indians smelling like shit walking up in here.
It's so funny. That show makes me laugh harder than any sitcom on television. Harder than the Michael J. Fox sitcom.
That is a funny, funny show.
I mean, it's Tommy, multiple choice, two questions.
You sound... Are you okay?
I feel so funny. I can't believe I'm laughing this hard.
He's so cute. I mean, he tries.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
People, I think we got a few messages when we talked about Michael J. the Shaggy Jeans new show. And people, I think they were upset about us being upset about people with disabilities starring in television. No, they didn't get. They were just like, bummer, that episode. I got multiple messages. What? Just because you don't like it doesn't mean we don't have to. I'm like, I'm not saying you don't have to. You have to agree with me.
Hi, Boop.
I'm just saying what we don't like.
I don't want to watch it. Look, it's a bummer to be sick like that. It's a bummer. Just like I don't watch, I don't like to watch hospital dramas generally. I like Nurse Jackie because Nurse Jackie is not really about the sicknesses. It's about her being a junkie.
Yeah, but by all means, you watch it. If you're listening to this and you like, fucking watch it. I don't give it. What do I care?
Yeah, I don't care either.
I'm just saying what we like.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch a guy starring in a comedy with Parkinson's. Get the fuck out of here. And I don't want to have a guy who just got through a stroke anchoring a fucking show.
I don't either.
It's fucking terrible.
I don't either. And let's be real. I mean, look, if he's hurting for money, he'd fucked up. He done fucked up because that show Family Ties was the biggest sitcom of the fucking 80s. And if he didn't save his money, fuck him. That's his problem.
Well, everybody too is like, we're so happy that you're back on the air. It's like, it feels like a huge Make-A-Wish fucking campaign. It really does. It feels like they're all just championing this sick kid. And like, and right here you stand and you say your lines towards the camera. And he's like, like this? And they're like, yeah, I like that. Just stand there and then we'll say action. And then I say my line. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You know, I think I agree. And I can't put my finger on why. I think it's unethical. There's something immoral about
because
it.
Because there's a degree of exploiting the guy.
Yes.
Even though he knows what's going on.
Granted, he signs up. I get it.
There's a degree of like, isn't it cool that the fucking...
hook.
Yeah.
The hook of the show is that the guy's suffering from a debilitating illness. Like, that's right. The fun hook of the show. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, the same reason that Webster was messed up, too.
Is that what you sent me, though? Is that Webster? What is that? Webster. That's Webster?
Yeah.
That audio?
Yes.
No.
So you guys know Emmanuel Lewis. We talked about him before.
We got a new show for him. We're trying to get in touch with him to pitch him the show.
What do we call it?
It's just, I don't know what we called
Webster
it.
Webster Now, bitch, or?
It's just Webster is like, he's got a gambling problem, and he
grown
gets hookers, and he gets drugs, and he owes money to a mobster. So he decides to get into another orphanage so that white people adopt him. And
as an adult.
Right. He's an adult, but he's fucking 50 now.
Right.
But he still looks like a cute little black kid. So he's like, hey, look, I'm cute. I'm black. I'm little. And
I'd watch that.
Fuck yeah,
that's
dude.
The best premise for a sitcom I've ever heard.
I can't believe we can't get this show sold.
I know. Well, here's the thing. So Webster, when he was cast as, I'm sorry, Emmanuel Lewis... I mean, the kid, he had some kidney disease that kept him small, and they knew that, and they exploited him. It's like a forever puppy, and, you know, he was, what, 50 years old when he played a 10-year-old kid? No, he was probably, like, 20 when he played.
Probably. Hey.
And they're like, no, you're 9.
Yeah.
You're going to be this adorable, tiny thing forever.
Okay. Michael Jackson loved him.
Love,
because he was like, you are a baby forever.
Yes.
And I love little babies. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I think you nailed it. I didn't even put that together until just now.
Really?
That's why he liked, because Emmanuel was forever a baby. Forever. Yeah.
You're a child forever.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so I was looking at interviews.
Was it hard for you and Michael touched your butthole?
No. Michael never touched my butthole. You know, Emmanuel Lewis swears up and down that Michael was like a really good dude.
He's a stand-up guy.
He's a good guy. I was looking for interviews with him to, you know, get some dirt. And he was saying, one weird thing he did say in an interview, he goes, yo, one time, Michael got burned in that Pepsi commercial. And
I washed his dick.
I washed his penis with my mouth. No. That would be great. He said, we invited him over to my house. My mother let Michael Jackson recover in our home. That's how close those two were.
Jesus.
Yeah. So also, little known fact, Webster had a number 2 song in Japan in the 80s.
That's what this is?
And that is what this abomination
oh my God.
Is.
Number 2 in Japan.
Yes. He was a huge star. He was a huge star here too. Don't forget.
I wanted a Webster. Didn't everybody want a Webster?
Oh, my. If they would have sold you a life-size Webster, I would have bought 10.
Oh, I'm a cute little black kid.
You're so cute.
I can't run fast, but I'm super cute.
Remember when he used to fit himself in the dumbwaiter.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want a dumbwaiter. What's a dumbwaiter?
Yeah.
Georgian ma'am.
Oh, my God. All right.
He was so fucking cute.
This is his fucking song.
I want
song.
Like 10 little black Websters.
Here we go. What is this?
Oh, this is the song. Okay. It's called City Connection.
The Japanese are so interesting. They're fascinating.
They love this shit.
But their culture, like what entertains them, is just hysterical.
I know. I don't understand
it's
it either.
It's so off the wall all the time.
So crazy.
What the fuck is going on? What is this? This is Webster singing this?
He's singing like part of it in Japanese. It's just
and it has
a
like
nonsense
a baby
song.
Effect on his voice.
Oh, that's not. I don't know if that's an effect.
He's singing in
Japanese? Yes.
It's fucking weird, man. This is weird as shit. Have you seen that Japanese game show where it takes place in the library? And you pick a card, everyone picks a card, and then they have to do something in the library without making noise?
No.
You've never seen this?
No.
It's a Japanese game show where like six people sit at a table and they're like, all right, we're going to play. And they signal to each other and then someone will be like, shh. And they put five cards on the table. Everybody grabs one. And the guy who's like without one, it's his turn to go. And then they like spin a wheel and it says like, you know, whatever, the nipple rubber band game. And then they fire like rubber bands at the guy's nipples. He's like, he's got to be quiet during it.
See, that's the interesting part.
And they fucking love the show.
Right. It's always about some sadistic premise. Like,
yes. Humiliation.
Yes.
Always.
It's either humiliation. Mm-hmm. With tolerating or infantilism, they love their little people, little like Webster. They loved him because he was like a tiny baby boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, if you watch their like, you've seen that hentai pornography. Like,
yes.
The whole premise is the girl is very girlish, childlike.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always about the woman resisting. Like, I don't like it. Yeah. I don't. Like, there's no such thing as consensual sex.
Well, there's way, like I was going to say, the rape fantasy is way bigger there.
Way bigger.
Yeah.
And the girls are all girls. There are no such thing as women having sex. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. And then the smelling the panties thing is always, right?
They have like vending machines
with
Japan,
panties,
like
dirty panties. Panties.
We got to ask Yoshi about all this stuff. We got to have him back.
Oh, Yoshi. Oh.
It's a machismo culture in a way, I guess.
Yeah, what is that, man?
I don't fucking know, dude.
It's so interesting. So interesting.
I eat the ass and pussy all the time. I got nothing.
Big in Japan.
Oh, man. Okay.
But if you're big in Japan, I guess that's where like bands go to hit it first, right? And then you come over here. When
you're
big. If I can't beat you up, I can't get hard.
See? Mm. There's the fantasy.
Oh, the violence part.
If I can't beat you up, I can't get hard.
Do you think it's because their society is so repressed in general? Like individuality is so discouraged? So all that rage that's normally in humans has to come out somewhere. It has to be
maybe
let out.
Maybe.
I fucked a girl with no arms and one leg.
Back to Webster.
Ding, ding, don't get down. Dance, dance, I'm a culture dancing tonight. TV connection, no telephone, it's gonna do, it's gonna do.
Gonna do, it's so fucking weird, babe.
Don't you love when they, like, foreigners put together?
There's definitely an effect on that.
No, but yes, that was how, like, his Google Webster, babe. That's how he fucking talked.
There's an effect on that.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Bro.
That is that guy's voice back then. For real, though. Google fucking Webster back in the 80s. That's how he talked.
Should I say Google fucking Webster back in the 80s?
Google that shit, son. It's gonna do. Don't you love when foreigners put together words that don't go together? Like city connection. It means nothing in English at all, really.
City connection?
That's the name of the song.
Oh, yeah.
But to foreigners, they put words together. It doesn't fucking mean anything. And they're like, oh, I reckon a city connection. Like, and what
What's
is
his
that?
Name? Emmanuel Lewis, right?
Yeah. But Google, like, Webster, the TV show.
Okay.
When he talks to George and Ma'am, that's the voice that he has. He had back then.
Okay. But I don't want to go downstairs for dinner.
You've got two kinds of super short, cute little orphans being raised
black.
By adoptive parents. You're Arnold from Different Strokes, or you're Webster Long from Webster.
And like the Beatles versus the Stones, some people are Arnold people and some are Webster people.
Really?
So
I'm an Arnold person.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to picture you as a Webster person.
No, not at all. But tonight,
well, yeah, because here's what happened is that so Gary Coleman came out on Different Strokes.
Yeah.
And it was such a huge success that the other network decided to create
Webster. A little black hole.
Right. It was the rival. So he's forever having to play.
I like
that
how
down.
This guy, though, I think they're about to have Webster on. He's like, I'm an Arnold guy.
Right. To cause controversy.
Yeah. But I mean, that's so just a lame. Shit. This is just like going on a radio show.
I know.
Here is okay. One for the Webster people.
Set my ways was the top of the day. Never get caught.
Sweet.
This is a letter my dad once wrote my mommy.
And cute. Almost sickeningly cute.
You and George both made great daddies. But there's only one mommy.
I just realized?
That's our new intro?
That he's FIFO as a little...
Oh, he's a little tiny.
He's a little about like human FIFO.
Yes. There's only one mommy.
Only one mommy. There's only one mommy.
That's so stupid.
I guess we just got bookmarked.
I want to hear it 20 more times. There's only one mommy.
Oh, my God. And he is adorable.
I know. He's so
cute. Three daddies. But there's only one mommy.
Webster's parents had died in a car crash, leaving his godparents, Alex and Catherine, to raise him.
It's a special delivery.
Ah. It's a Fecca kid.
How long can you stay?
Just until I get into college.
The show revolved around Webster getting in and out of cute situations using his cuteness.
Well, yeah.
If I feel afraid,
wow, that is his voice.
I know.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. That was. He was so cute.
God damn it.
And whistle a happy tune.
Emmanuel Lewis knew from a very early age
he was
that he
40.
Just may be the right guy for this kind of acting job.
The right full-grown man.
You know, I was the shortest one in kindergarten. I was the shortest one in first grade, shortest one in second grade, shortest one in third grade.
All right,
grade.
We got it.
So I kind of got the picture how, you know, Jesus. How everything was, you know. How's it come to be, you know?
A life in showbiz was always calling. He began in TV commercials.
Think about it, great.
At 37.
When I saw myself at home, you know, like my commercial would come on TV, and it was really wild because, you know, I'd call, hey, everybody, look, I'm on TV, I was really excited, you know? And really, my own, you know, silliness, I was just naive. I just thought it was coming in my TV. You know what I mean? They didn't know that there was, you know, it was coming on 50 million TVs around, you know, the world or around, you know, the U.S. Yeah.
Also watching one of those TVs, the boss of a major American television network. He saw the...
I want this little black son of a bitch on our show.
How...
I want to have that kid come on out here.
Oh, my God. How awful do you think Emmanuel Lewis's parents are? That his only source of validation was seeing himself on TV as a small child.
Yeah, they probably didn't think he was as cute as the rest of us did.
No.
This little fucker hasn't grown in 6 years, you know that?
Called my agent, flew me out there, and sat down and says, we'd love to do a TV show around you.
And Webster was born.
There you go.
I'm going to the park to play in the snow.
Oh, Emmanuel quickly learned how to make his cuteness work.
Boy. I'm just, you know, giving him the old... puppy eye, you know, just...
He so thinks sinister. Just like Theo does. This is Theo.
Please take me. So it was just that moment. That was like the pivotal moment, not only in just the whole series, but what it was all about. If I can melt his heart, then I think the audience is pretty much in there.
The audiences melted around the world. Soon, Webster was an 80s icon, right up there with Pac-Man, leg warmers, and Michael Jackson.
Truth.
But fame got a little bit freaky, especially for a little guy.
You know, everybody's on the street stopping me. You know, I'm shopping in a shopping mall, and they broke down the man's window because they were chanting, you know, bring Webster out, bring Webster out. And my mom's like, I can't give my son to a mob, you know, so they had to bring police. So that's when you realize that, you know, police involved and, you know, crowd control. And
he's not as cute now, though.
And do you realize he was Michael Jackson's date?
Yeah, to like the Emmys or the Grammys. The Grammys, right.
He was Michael Jackson's date. And at the time, people were like, well, that's normal.
You're the cutest little kid. He's like 36 years old, man.
It don't matter. You're 12. I like 12.
Yeah, come sit on my lap. I got one ticket.
I'm a grown man.
You're not a grown man.
Then that's when you realize, okay, this is something different.
All right.
And nobody ever said there's going to be days like this.
It hasn't changed today. Even a quick walk
on the short as shit
will bring hundreds of mad Webster fans out of the woodwork.
What's going on, baby?
What's up?
How you doing? I'm all right, man. I came way over here for my bucks, man, to say how you doing.
Yeah, I saw you like way down.
Hey, you Webster. You Webster, motherfucker.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we
do. Wow.
Now in his mid-30s, Emmanuel Lewis keeps busy running his own music and TV production.
Right. I like when they're like, he's running a production company.
And fishing.
I absolutely love fishing. My two favorite hobbies is flying, I'm a pilot now, and fishing. That's it. That's what I love to do.
They won mommy. You and George both made great daddies. But there's only one mommy.
Webster. How sinister is the network to be like, you're tiny and you're black, and we need like a small black kid to rival the other show.
Of course.
We know you have this growth disease, but we know we got a TV show.
This isn't gonna heal itself. We're not gonna start growing out of nowhere, right?
You got to stay small and cute for the next 10 years. Can you do that?
Yeah.
That's totally the deal he made.
Of course it is.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You brought to our attention, or somebody sent this to you?
He has
the the Coca-Cola story?
Yeah, go ahead. There's a link in the email.
Yeah, I see it. So
you want to read that one? That was sent into.
Pardon their French. This is, this is, yeah, from, oh, it's just from a few days ago. Coca-Cola recently issued an apology to a family after one member purchased vitamin water, which Coca-Cola owns, with a bottle cap bearing an offensive message. Blake Lotz of Edmonton in Alberta, Canada, told Metro Calgary she was shocked when she opened her beverage and read the words, "You retard."
Retarded.
Written inside of the cap.
It's retarded.
It's retard.
The language was particularly painful to her and her family, as one of Lotz's younger sisters, Fiona, 11, has cerebral? How do you say it? Cerebral.
Cerebral palsy, I think.
Really?
When they say it in that context.
Cerebral palsy and autism.
Retarded.
Oh, no. Wrong person to get that.
She said, "What would you do if you open up your bottle of vitamin water and on the bottom of the lid it read..."
Retarded.
Doug wrote a letter swearing off the beverage company for life.
Oh.
Think about it. I bet you'd be pissed if you had a Fiona in your life. Can you imagine if she had opened the bottle?
Retarded.
The family was not responsive to ABC. But here's what their explanation is. Coca-Cola said the language inside the cap was the product of a competition pairing one random English word with a second random French word. In French, retard means late or delayed.
Retarded.
The word's English connotation was missed during the review process. Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, so is it your, Y-O-U?
You late?
Oh, you retard. That's so funny.
Yeah, it says, no, it doesn't say retard. It says you retard.
Retarded.
But it's French, so it's retard.
Retard.
You and then retard, I guess, is the French. That is so funny, dude. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
Oh, my God. Another thing that came in. Do you feel badly about this?
No, not at all. And especially because, you know, people get offended when something affects their personal life. You know, that's when they choose to be offended by things. I mean, how the fuck does Smartwater know that you happen to have a kid with the same problem? I mean, give me a fucking break. It's so stupid.
Are you buying the French and English pairing of words?
Yes, because it's in Canada. This contest took place in
Canada.
But
isn't that just a great excuse?
It's a fantastic excuse.
Yeah.
But a probable one, too.
It means you're late.
You retard.
You late. Why are you late again?
You retard.
You can't be late all the time.
If I got a cap that said you retard, I would laugh so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Retarded.
Get your life, retard.
So a lot of people were excited about Rackham Willie.
Rackham.
Turns out he was part of a very popular web show, Damn Show, that was very popular even before podcasts were on. I've reached out to somebody to try to get in touch with two of the original people.
Oh, cool.
From this group. But they also sent us the full-length video of Rackham. That was an edited version we saw.
Okay.
So I'll play that for you. This is a...
This is so fun. I had no idea this was part of a huge... That this guy was so famous.
So what we saw, I think, like I said, it was an edited down version. It had like 2,000 views.
Right, right.
This is the original.
Okay.
It has 8.8 million views.
Oh, get your life, Rackham Willie. We didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Rackham.
Here we go.
Rackham. Rack. Rack ball. Rackham. Rack. Rackham. Rack. Rack ball. Allah! Ha ha! Rack ball! Allah! Rack ball. Rackham. Rack. Rackham. Rack.
give me one of them hot dogs.
What's your name, man?
Willie James Hub, better known as Fucking Chicken, as Allah Akbar. Hello! Let me pull on your dick a little while.
No.
I heard about that big old dick you got.
You did.
Akbar! I'm showing who was the high now. Pimp, nasty, funky pimp, and stankin' chicken. But now at 144 Magnolia Street, I seen through the window of that house. Mm-hmm. They was in white robes fucking one another in the air like a choo-choo train. All sisters going to hell. You gonna fuck me? Hello! Pardon I hate.
Rack, rag 'em, rack, rag 'em.
Pardon I hate.
Rack, rack.
She cried the other day, said, bum, bum, bum.
That's my favorite sound.
So she come a like a roll. Bum, bum, bum.
This guy really is a gold mine. I mean, Jesus.
It's a talent. He's definitely got something going.
We got to get these guys on to talk to us.
Yeah, so explain to me. It was an internet show, and then they knew this?
These guys from the University of Georgia ended up forming this show that it was like a web show, and they also did live shows down there in Athens, I think.
Okay.
And anyways, the web show, they put videos like this up and other, they did like sketch videos, and now they are the creators of Brickleberry, the Comedy Central show.
Get out of town. Okay.
Yeah, and one of the guys is Yucko the Clown.
Yucko, he's one of these guys. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yucko was crazy.
Right here, they pass him like a pint of vodka to like swig, and he just drinks the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Real deal.
I feel like you have a sip, and he goes, and he just turns the whole thing up. Jesus.
Mm. Wow.
Rack 'em, rack, 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 rack.
One, two, three.
Rack, 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 rack. When you meet the Georgia Bulldog, you're gonna feel a bulldog bite.
Rack, rack 'em, rack.
Now he's at a drive-thru.
Bum, bum, bum. Hello!
Willie. Willie, you kind of spit when you talk, man.
That's the Holy Spirit. I don't spit it.
So that's the Holy Spirit spitting, not you?
Automatically, systematic.
Oh, they slow-mo his spit coming out.
That Holy Spirit spitting a lot.
15.
Jesus.
So crazy. So the alcohol makes him go, rack, rack. That's his go-go juice, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Poor Willie. He's poor. Dead, though.
So he's dead. But that's why, like, after I found out, like, the origin of this, I want to get in touch with these guys.
For sure. I mean, how serendipitous that we come upon this and we found kindred spirits in these guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be great. It would be great just to talk to them about. I want to know the story behind Willie.
Yeah, how'd they find him?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Did they befriend him or just mock him?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
We need a guy like Willie on our show. Hello!
Rack, rack, rack. Unbelievable, man.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Jesus.
You just yawn?
Yeah. Tired, man.
That's kind of rude, isn't it?
Retarded.
It's kind of rude to our listeners. You yawn in their fucking ear like that.
Okay. Sorry about that, listeners.
So Tom and I have been playing this really fun game for years and years. I don't think we've mentioned on the show where Tom pretends to hit on the waitress
mm-hmm.
at a restaurant. And he usually does it in front of me. But the key is to go kind of over the top. When you say, Tommy, like you need to be.
Yeah. I tried to do it tonight, too.
At the Snooshy Bar.
Yeah.
What happened?
We went to Snooshers. You had the idea to leave, which I thought was interesting because normally I do it in front of you.
Right, which is very humiliating in the waitress's mind. But I thought maybe if I left.
But I did call her gorgeous and beautiful in front of you and sweetie and wonderful. That was fun. I was trying to come up with as many terms of endearment as I could. I was like, hey, sweetie. Hey, beautiful. Hey, gorgeous.
Succulent Chinese male.
Hey, wonderful.
Oh, so funny. Now, we had our, not our usual waitress. We had
We went to the place. Yeah. And people, by the way, this is airing way after, but I tweeted out a photo of you, and people were like, tweet us the picture of your cunt waitress.
She
wasn't there. So we had a different waitress.
Thankfully.
But you left.
I went to go look at pastries.
Gave me a chance. It was tough. Like I could. She was busy. It was busy in there tonight.
Yeah.
And she kept walking away, and I kept hammering her with like, so "Where are you from? Like, how long have you been here?" And at the very end, I got to compliment her, and that's it. But she was like, "Okay." Like, she was really trying to get away from me.
She didn't appreciate it.
And she definitely thinks I'm a piece of shit.
Of course.
Because I did this as, like, she saw me being pretty, like, just normal, and then you get up, and I was like, "Hey, what's up? Where are you from?"
Dude. She thinks all white guys are pieces of shit.
That's true. That's true.
You know how many times a day waitresses and cocktail waitresses get hit on?
It's got to be crazy. I know that I always, if I'm out with a guy friend and they start doing that, I literally feel badly for the girl.
Yeah, it's her job to talk to you. It's not that she wants to.
Yes.
Like, she has to.
I got to be honest, I'm equally upset when they come and like do a flirty thing with me.
You mean like at Hooters and then they write their name on the placemat?
Yes, but I'm saying that's an extreme, but even a version of that, I'm like, you can just be normal to me.
How do you think they're flirting with you or just being nice? Cause
there's a line. There's being nice, and then they're not flirting because they're interested in me. I feel like they're fucking trying to play me.
It's tips, dude.
Of course.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's what I'm saying.
What do they say to you that makes you think that it's flirting?
When they're like, hey, like, oh, I see you got your jacket on. Is it getting a little nippy out there? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And they're like, did you catch that? Yeah, they start like, you know, they do like a shitty flirt.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
It's an act. They do like a put on. Like, so it's getting a little cold. I got a little cold out there myself. Here's like a shitty one. They'll be like, so maybe you could lend that to me. Can I borrow that for my, when I get out of here? Because it's implying like,
right. Maybe
we'll leave here together. And you're like, okay.
I hear you.
And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cold out. I shut down so hard when people do shit like that.
You really don't like that. I've noticed that you very much resent the inauthentic interaction.
It bothers
you so much.
I don't know what the origin of why it bothers me so much, but you could probably find a server that's done that to me. That was like, that guy completely shut down. Like, I think he's mad at me because I basically am. I literally go from like being like in a normal conversational mood.
Yeah.
When that shit happens, I just go like, just let me get a glass of water and I'll take the chicken.
Because it's the welcome to tchotchkes guy where he's like, yeah. You gotta get you. Hey, how you guys doing? You want some extreme poppers? Like, he's all in your Kool-Aid.
And see, even if you're not at if you're tchotchke guy, even if you're not at his restaurant, the person doing that, it's the same act. It's just a different dress up.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, it's the forced intimacy. It's the forced, we're BFFs.
What it is, you see, Theo, is it's bullshit.
What it is, Rudy, is the GantCon, the people that you're serving. And here's the thing, real talk. When I was a cocktail waitress and a food waitress.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. If you're nice to people, if they're generous, they're going to give you money regardless. I'm just saying, like, there's not a lot of...
Jesus, yeah.
There's not a lot of flirting and shit you can do. It's not really going to... At least for me, maybe I'm so fucking disagreeable as a human. There's some guy... Here's this one guy. When I worked at the bar, I worked at the Formosa Cafe here in California, in L.A., and there's a guy who was like 100 years old, old gay dude, and he would just sit at the bar and lust after the bartender. Mm-hmm. And if you brought him his fries, he would tip you 100, no matter what. So everybody would fight
to
serve this guy. And he was generous and kind no matter what. And some people are, and some people you're nice to when they fucking
stay. Dude, all I'm saying is like, what I'm looking for when I go out, and I was the same way when I was single, by the way, is I just want you to just be somewhat friendly.
Yeah.
And like, take care of me, and I'm gonna tip you well.
Yeah. Well, you and I are good tippers, because we understand that.
Of course.
You have to, because that's a shit job.
But I'm saying, like, just be, you don't have to fucking, make me think you like, you're interested in me.
Yeah, and that's kind of what bums me out about a Hooters. The few times I've been, is like they really push that flirty thing. Hi, my name's Candy, and then they write their name on the paper, and then you're like, oh, she's gonna fuck
been,
me later.
I've been with our buddy's old roommate. We went with him before, and that was and that was his go-to spot,
right?
You know, that's, and he was like, he was so delusional. He was like, this one likes me, like she likes me,
right? Like,
holy shit, there is nothing more embarrassing than going to a place like a Hooters with a guy who's like, this one really likes me.
You know?
That's even like sadder than the stripper one. And they're like, well, the stripper likes me.
The stripper's like, the stripper is the straight hustle.
Right.
Like that chick is all about it. She's there to hustle.
Right.
The Hooters girl's on the fence. She's like, I kind of want to hustle that hard. I think she wants to hustle dignity.
Yeah, but she hustles pretty hard.
But she has enough guilt and shame to be like, I'm going to be a waitress though.
Oh, right, right, right.
I'll wear the weird nylons and the shorts.
Oh my God.
But I'm not going to dance on a pole. Like she has some level of like, I'm going to keep
this very little clothes on.
Right. The boundary, some kind of boundary.
And I'm not going to blow you under the table.
Right.
I might.
Do you think Hooters girls really give it out? I don't know. Yo, here's the difference between a stripper and I would rather be a Hooters girl. I used to think it was the opposite.
Yeah.
No, seriously, because a stripper, she's all about like the most you can do. You suck some guy's dick like in a private room. If you're a Hooters girl and like you have executives coming in there a lot, like you get like your Asian dudes, the baller, like those guys
Asian
come in.
Dudes,
No, I mean like Asian businessmen.
Yeah.
They go to strip clubs too, but they don't respect the girl on the pole. The Hooters girl, maybe there's a little bit more respect. And like if you're hustling, maybe you can hustle yourself a better business guy.
I think it depends on what guy goes in there. There's definitely guys that have to go in there that are like, these are like fucking dogs. You just fucking smack them on the ass. I'm sure there's guys that really treat them
at
like
Hooters
shit.
Or at the strip club.
Oh,
strip club for sure.
For sure, but at Hooters probably.
But they gotta behave because there's like lighting and management.
Yeah, that's true. But then remember, what was it? Undercover Boss, that show. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember they had the Hooters boss go? Do you see that?
Yeah. I remember that episode.
He went to work at Hooters, and the manager of this particular Hooters was like, "All right, girls. I'm gonna cut somebody off.
Yeah.
So eat out of this plate like a dog.
Yeah.
And whoever finishes first can go home."
He was a piece of shit.
Yeah. And
it's
then
amazing.
That was the one where the boss was like, "It's pretty bad." And that guy was completely like, "Oh shit!" Like,
you know, it really.
How do you
sucks.
Keep that guy on? He was like, "You shouldn't do that." And I was like, "Yeah, I feel bad."
Such a piece of shit.
That guy was on national television doing that. God, can you imagine being him?
You know, he's probably a guy with like a family too, just trying to make ends meet.
Oh my God.
He's on Undercover Boss.
We'll see if this audio is any good. This is from the Snooshy place tonight.
Oh, you recorded that. Okay.
Yeah, let's see.
That's the, what is that? Where are you from?
I'm from Yokohama, Japan.
You're from Japan? How long have you been here?
7 years.
Seven? You like it? Do you like it?
She, at this point, she's walking away.
She's trying to get to the place.
She's like
packed.
Carrying plates.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, where are you from? Where are you from? Do you like it here?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Much better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of going to Japan.
And see, that's a total creeper line is
of
when,
course.
When somebody's like, I'm from whatever country, you go, oh, I want to go there.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah. To Tokyo.
Oh.
To visit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
I think so. Especially in the spring.
In the spring? You have a nice smile.
When she said...
That's so...
When she said, especially in the spring, she turned to walk away.
Of course.
And then I said, you have a nice smile.
What did she do?
She was like,
she's like, okay, white pervert.
Yeah.
White devil.
You can't smell my panties.
Especially in the spring.
In the spring? You have a nice smile.
And then remember when you got back, I go, can we get the check, beautiful? And I go, thanks, sweetie. All right, wonderful.
You called her like 4 or 5 different superlatives.
Mm-hmm.
So fun. It's so funny because she's so nice. And those poor Asian girls, they get fetishized and they
what do you harassed. Think her version of what happened is tonight when she tells other people?
I think she's too kind to even be
really?
This fucking white piece of shit, round eye motherfucker.
All right.
She ain't saying all that.
Yeah.
She ain't saying that. I had an epiphany, P.S.
Yeah?
Watching The Sopranos about strippers. I mean, I've always been very sex positive in terms of like prostitutes and strippers, but I feel so sad because I mean, this might be a horrible, you know, I don't know if this is true, but aren't most women that go into that kind of work, like they don't have many options, you know what I mean?
No, like, you're wrong. Most of them are like, have
PhDs.
They could be doctors, they could be lawyers.
You know, I feel so bad that, you know, people shit on them and stuff.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be. Their society's, you know, less fortunate.
Yeah, they're trying.
They are trying.
Yeah.
I know. It's just sad because strippers are so hated and shit. People shit on them so much. I hate that.
Why don't you strip?
We should have a stripper on. I want to have Malice on here. I really like her.
Why don't you set it up? And by the way, we have that adult star that we should have on too.
Absolutely. Yes. Let's get that. We should start celebrating these poor people that we use in our sound bites and make fun of because,
yeah.
Yes, they're amusing, but they're also people.
Yes.
We're just trying to make shit happen.
Yeah. And actually, whenever you're around them, you never lust after them.
No,
you see
realize,
them more as human.
Yeah. And yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, especially the girls. I don't know about the guys, but the girls you see, like, you're like, oh, sweet girl.
Well, when Rocco and I had our intimate conversation.
You two.
When Rocco Siffredi and I.
You guys were just nothing. You were just like two peas in a pod.
I like Rocco. He and I had a moment. We bonded.
Jesus Christ.
We talked about his Hungarian wife. His childhood.
Egan.
Don't butcher my mother tongue.
Egan.
Don't.
Egan.
He told me very intimate stories of his childhood. Rocco and I are cool. Like we text every day.
Jesus. Can we get out of here? I gotta go.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Mom.
Off.
Cut me off?
Yeah, thank you for listening, guys. We love you.
You cut me off?
And I'm putting you back on.
Oh, thank you for listening, you guys. We love you. We'll be right back.